1-800-795-6565 or at hornbecklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Now, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Yesterday, I was visiting with the audience the matter of Russia and Ukraine, what's been happening with Russia's being forced to go into Ukraine and stop the empires pushing the Russians, attempting to put Russia or to set a scenario where Russia is going to have to respond in a war scenario. We're at war with Russia. America is. The European nations don't want to be, but they're being forced to enter the conflict because of empire. NATO nations are also being forced to respond in a negative way with sanctions toward Russia. Russia and what is happening in that area and what has happened, as I was visiting yesterday, there had been a plan over 100 years ago to destroy Russia, the Russian Empire, because Russia is so vast and so huge. It's a vital strategic area for the British at the time, for America, for the European nations. They wanted Russia to become come under the control of the British, not just the British, but I always go back to the British and the American Pilgrim Society. They had an objective. They had a plan to 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution, then with Adolf Hitler, World War II, to attack Russia, then in the late 80s, to destroy Russia's economy by devaluing the ruble, then during the 90s, through the Clinton administration, selling Russia the assets to nations. And now presently, we have presently another attempt by Pilgrim Society to destroy Russia. So this is what this is about, to remove Russia as a world power. Now, we are in what we call now a unipolar world. It is a unipolar power world that we are in. Russia and China, the BRICS nations, are working together to break or to weaken America's unipolar stranglehold on the nations. I was reading an article, and it was talking about giving the history of a multipolar world, a unipolar world, scenario. In the 1990s, or yeah, no, I'm sorry, the 1900s, everything at that time was really under control, under the authority, the rulership of European nations. They internationally had they controlled everything internationally. But presently, we have a unipolar America world hegemony. What's interfering with America's world hegemony is the Soviet Union, or not Soviet Union, Russia. Another plan was eventually to break apart the Soviet Union, to weaken Russia. That did happen. To Russia, her influence in Germany before the Berlin Wall came down. That was another strategy of Pilgrim Society, to unify Germany, to move Eastern Germany out of control of Russia, of the Soviet Union, will of Russia, and destroy the Soviet Union. It worked. But what has happened is they didn't anticipate that everything that had been done over the last 100 years would eventually force Russia to take a different course. Gorbachev was going to bring Russia into the New World Order. Yeltsin basically did bring Russia into the New World Order, and part of the New World Order plan was environmentalism, using environment, the matter of the environment, as a tool. Everybody wants to protect the environment. It's a strategy. They didn't, you know, with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was selling Russia to anybody that had money. They were selling Russia to, let's see, the World Bank was involved. The World Economic Forum was involved. All these groups were involved in destroying Russia. And it has just made Russia come out of stronger. They've come back stronger. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
I guess I'll continue this way, in this direction. When Russia, when the Soviet Union existed with Russia, according to Bible prophecy, eventually Russia would become a nation solo. There was a Soviet bloc, a group of nations that had agreed, they had agreements because of the power of the West, the British, European nations, America. So they formed the Soviet Union. But according to the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia must solo become a world power. A militarily, economically, politically. That has come to pass. Also, with the destruction or the breaking apart of the Soviet Union, that fulfilled prophecy. Another thing that fulfilled prophecy, I have to come from a biblical perspective so that you can see what is really happening to fulfill prophecy in the future. Germany was split in two. And the prophecies were Germany would eventually also have to be united. Again, Russia could not have another nation and be in control of another nation. Not only was the Soviet Union going to have to be dismantled, but Russia's involvement in Germany had to end also. This way, Germany by herself could become the power that Ezekiel 38 and 39 stated would take place. It has happened. With all these five different examples that I give of how the British and American Pilgrim Society have tried to destroy Russia five times in the last 100 years, we're in the fifth time presently. We're in their fifth attempt. This attempt began with the United States at the end of the Clinton administration, a plan to allow Ukraine to become part of NATO. Russia, the Russian people, Putin could not agree with that because it puts nuclear weapons alongside their border, on their western border. Reagan. During that administration, they tried to destroy, and they did, basically destroy the ruble. The ruble was valueless to a great degree, but still, they were able to get through that crisis. Then with the Clinton administration was selling the assets of Russia to a cabal of very powerful people in the United States and a cabal of criminals in Russia that were working together, buying gas companies, oil companies, infrastructure. It goes on and on. Hillary Clinton was going to buy the transportation system in Moscow, if I remember correctly. So it was being parted out. Yeltsin made an agreement like in 1991. He met with the chairman of the New York Federal Reserve to, again, Gorbachev was going to sell Russia. Gorbachev was going to bring Russia into this environmental movement, the Green New Deals that were already being talked about. You know what was happening? It was funny. Gorbachev, what was it that brought Gorbachev down? His wife, Raisa, she died. Gorbachev had turned over Russia to Yeltsin. Gorbachev came to the United States. He was working with the Rockefeller family to bring in and put together this sinister Green New Deal, New Green Deal, the Green Movement. And Raisa died, and the next day he was on a jet, and he never returned. It's interesting how God does things. Well, then during the Clinton administration with Yeltsin, again, the bankers, you name it, are plundering Russian wealth. And at that time, Vladimir Putin was part of the Yeltsin administration, but his hands were tied. And during that time, also during the 90s, Putin, there were deals made where Putin he became very wealthy. I mean, it furthered his bank account, just like here in the United States. All the politicians there in Washington, D.C., all of them are getting wealthy. So Yeltsin couldn't do anything really to authorize or stop or hinder the plunder of all of the assets and the wealth of Russia. This took place all the way to the end of the Clinton administration. But, you know, there was a crack in the dike. And the crack that stopped things really was when Bill Clinton decided to break his agreement with Boris Yeltsin. The agreement was initially that the Clinton administration would not move NATO countries closer to the Russian border. It was at that time that Bill Clinton, he decided, no, I'm going to break this agreement. We want to bring Ukraine into NATO, into the NATO bloc. Well, Yeltsin, it didn't sit well with Yeltsin. That was the crack in the dike that would turn things around in Russia. See, Russia is going to be with us for a while longer. Russia is not going to be here much longer as a nation. Right now, you have the continuity of the global order at work, attempting to destroy Russia. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 states that God will destroy Russia when Russia is forced to invade Israel with Iran and other nations. And one of the nations that most likely will also be involved to some degree with that invasion when Russia moves into Israel will be a nation called Gomer. It would be in the vicinity of where present-day Germany sits, right up in that area. And so it appears as if Germany had to be united because Russia had to go it alone, and also because of the anti-Semitism, the Nazi movement in Germany, it may be that many from that region are also going to come down. I think the old Prussian region are going to come with Russia to attack Israel. Also, if I'm correct, I do feel I've been looking to see if even some of the military out of Ukraine is going to come with Russia. Russia has to eventually be turned around. Russia might be going in one direction, but it has to be turned around to come down south into the area of Israel to the east of the Jordan River. So, well, then, at the end of the Clinton presidency, then you have George Jr.? He comes in. The plan to destroy Russia hasn't changed. But Vladimir Putin, in 1999, I've talked about this before. Vladimir Putin had a change of heart. He realized what America, not just America, but the World Economic Forum, the globalist agendas, what they were going to do to Russia. They were going to destroy the Russian people. They were going to destroy Russia as a nation, as a power bloc, and destroy the culture and the society. Well, all through the years, Vladimir Putin, back in the 70s, he was in Germany with the KGB. He was in Germany learning. He was watching. He knew Angela Merkel. Again, I like to always tell the story that I believe that Vladimir Putin, if we could get him on the program, I would ask him, it would have to be in English, I don't speak Russian, I would ask him, did you know, Vladimir, that Angela Merkel is the daughter of Adolf Hitler? And I want to know what he would say. And because he was KGB there in East Germany, I'm pretty sure he had the files, and I know, in fact, I read, he had the files on Angela Merkel. Also on everyone else. He had the files, all the old files on Adolf Hitler. He had the files on the SS. He had it all. He had the files on all of the German programs. So he knows everything that took place there. Now in 1999, Yeltsin is realizing he's betrayed the Russian people. And he, on the first day of this century, he appoints, or the last day of last century, or the first day of this century, you can, however you want to look at it, he stepped down as president on the December 31st. He appointed Vladimir Putin as president. Vladimir Putin, this man, has done more for Russia than we can even imagine. One of the things he did immediately is he began to go into the Russian oligarchy, all the powerful people that were taking the wealth of Russia. We don't know what happened to those people. We don't know if they're alive. We don't know what happened to their families. We don't know what happened to their wealth. You see, Vladimir Putin is a true patriot of Russia. He has to be. The nations, they have to have, to fulfill prophecy, all the nations have to have the men that rule the nations. They are ordained or commanded by God to either destroy their nations or make their nations great. And Vladimir Putin did make Russia, has made Russia great, continues to make Russia great. At the same time, not only is he making Russia great, but he has done everything possible to stop the globalists in their plan to destroy Russia. One of the plans, like I stated yesterday, was the World Economic Forum. He was chummy with Klaus Schwab, but Klaus Schwab didn't realize that Vladimir Putin, his objective was to get all the insider information to see who the people were involved, who all the people that are involved with World Economic Forum, to investigate all of them, to know the plans of the World Economic Forum, the nations involved. The guy's brilliant, and he was able to put this all together. Then this year, Russia invades Ukraine to stop the forces that were being, and the munitions economically, everything that was funding Zelensky, he had to invade to stop the Nazi movement in Ukraine. Zelensky is working with the Nazi movement in Ukraine, the Azov Battalion and other Nazi groups, and I mean Nazi. So, for right now, we'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
On September 9th, get ready for Mr. Scary, a tribute to Dawkins, with special guest Poisoned. And on Saturday, September 10th, come see the Joe C. Whale Gang, playing all of the blues-driven rock and roll covers to fill your soul.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's SpearsMusicHall.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit TacticalCivics.com. Again, TacticalCivics.com.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Okay, Monday through Friday, The Present Truth, 2 to 3. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I do appreciate those who have supported the Present Truth. Thank you. And if you want to continue to support, and for those that haven't and maybe would want to, if you would write KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And note on the memo that this would be for the Present Truth. I appreciate it. That way we know the programs you listen to that you like. All the programs are great. Now, going on, the history is important. What has happened here recently is now we are in the era of the eagle. We are in the era of empire. We have been since probably after World War II. The Empire of the Eagle, American World Hegemony. World Hegemony, America's World Hegemony is not going to go anywhere. But back in the 1900s, internationally, there was a multitude of nations that ruled, really, the world. But at the conclusion of World War II, and there's an article I was reading from, getting notes from, the article is TateOfTheCentury.word. TateOfTheCentury.word. The era of the eagle. American hegemony is here to stay. I agree, 100%. Even though there will be an international system, the BRICS, still America is going to be dominant in the future. We're not going to change that. Yesterday and day before yesterday, I talked about there would have to be an alternate system of commerce. The commerce of Antichrist will not completely control all the nations of the world. There will be an alternate way in which the nations can trade with currency. The BRICS, that is of Vladimir Putin. He has really brought that strategy into reality. Also, now there is now a new international metals trading company apart from the British and the COMEX in the U.S. That is large. That is big. But the Lord said, Christ said that there would, and the prophets of Israel in the scripture, there would have to be a second way, an alternate method of finances, an alternate system apart from the Antichrist system. I believe that Vladimir Putin is very involved, has been involved, and has been the man who has taken that new strategy and actually has you might say, like a child being born, a new child comes into the world. Well, Vladimir Putin has brought many things into the world. Vladimir has made Russia great. Vladimir, with the strategies he has, the nations of Europe, of the NATO, America, of America, England, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Five Eyes Nations, these Five Eyes Nations have also put sanctions on Russia. Well, Vladimir Putin is really, I'm not going to say pushing back. He knows this system will destroy not only Russia, but the world. There has to be an alternate system put in place. And these nations that are in the Western Hemisphere, they feel that these are the nations, actually, that are going to be under the Antichrist system. I just have to put it to you that way. The Antichrist system will be the Western economic system. The other nations that are working with China and Russia, India, Brazil, these nations, more and more nations are actually leaning to be involved with and participate with the BRICS nations. And they are interested, very interested in the new international metals program that will be based in Moscow. Again, empire is not sitting well with empire, not sitting well with the country, with the globalist leaders that rule this country. So after World War II, now you go from a multitude of nations, you go to a bipolar global order, the United States and Russia. Then there's a 50-year period of a Cold War. But when the Berlin Wall comes down, and with the collapse of the Soviet Union, then from that point, we shifted into a unipolar nation, a unipolar global order. And we're still in that unipolar global order. We are now in the era of the eagle, American dominance, empire. Now, Russia economically is very strong right now, the strongest she's ever been. And there was a time when there are these economic poles, is what they call it. So you have the United States being an economic power. You had Europe being an economic power. You had China being an economic power. But recently, what has begun to shift in the last 20 years is Russia has also, step by step, become an economic power. The globalists in the West, they don't like it. But now, because of Russia's oil, energy, Russia is economically stronger than she's ever been. And militarily, she's still very strong. Politically, once Vladimir Putin became president, Vladimir has been working. He is a diplomat. He has been working with diplomatically with other nations in the region, especially the nations that were in the old Soviet bloc, with Turkey. He's been working and is still working with Iran. Vladimir Putin is really, if you can see him without prejudice, this man is really a great man. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Right. In the article, tateofthecentury.word, they also talk about the structure of the unipolar power, America. I've talked about this in the past many, many times. Right now, you can say that globally, the United States, there is no really individual nation, China possibly, but not really, or group of nations that could have any success in pushing back at the United States of America. I know many people would disagree with that. I've read articles about people who say that America is in decline, our power, we are losing, we are no longer the power of the world. That is false. We are empire, and we will be empire for a while longer. Empire doesn't like it when any other nation resists the strategies and the direction that empire wants to take the world to a global new world, one world order system. America, any nation that attempts to leave or abandon, or you might say just straight out, doesn't want to be part of this American New World Order, that nation would be targeted immediately. China is targeted presently, Russia also. All the nations that are working with the BRICS nations, Russia, and refuse to put sanctions on Russia, are a target of the globalist West. Now, not, you know, economically, according to the article, you can be strong economically, but you have to, with the economic power, you have to have a military. And America's military, we are involved internationally, almost on every continent, almost in all, for regions of each continent, and most countries. Our naval fleet is, we patrol all the nations, all the seven seas. No one can, I mean, we can take one fleet, and we did this, I think, back in the 70s. India, with just one aircraft carrier and the support ships, we made India stand down as a nation. They had to stand down and agree to whatever it was, I don't remember, that we agreed to our objectives. Now, we own outer space. I've talked about this in the past. There's no nation that is as powerful as we are. We dominate in outer space. We dominate in cyberspace. We dominate, cyberspace, infospace. We dominate with technology. We dominate with the military programs, secret programs. We see and we can control everything on the surface of the waters, everything beneath the surface of the waters, everything in the atmosphere, again, everything in outer space, all communication. There's nothing really that the United States does not really. We are second to no one. With America's World Hegemony, I was reading out of the decryptedmatrix.com yesterday, Bush's Project Hammer, the plan to destroy Russia economically, not so much militarily, but economically, to destroy Russia's industry, her munition industries, to control her energy, to destroy the power of the ruble. We did a pretty good job of that. But the other thing, too, is after the Soviet Union was dismantled, America took the initiative immediately through Bush during the end of Bush's 4 years. They put together a document, PNAC, Project for the New American Century. This is the new American century. It came to pass. We are part of a new American century. George Bush Jr. stated we are at the beginning of the new 100-year war. He stated that during the early years of his presidency. What is he talking about? They knew that to take over the earth to internationally take over the nations of the world, it was going to be a long battle. But we are already in the project, or the project for a new American century has come to pass. What they proposed to the Pentagon did happen. America had an opportunity to rule the world. Should they move on that opportunity, or should they wait? Russia didn't exist anymore. China was still not militarily what she is presently. We were without American products, you know, without our access to our consumers in America. China would just basically stagnate. She needed American consumers. That all took place. And now America is empire. We are and will be empire. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 17 and also in chapter 13 and through other parts of the Bible, there would be an end time empire like no empire had ever been, an empire of great wealth, of great luxury, of every creature comfort. It would be powerful militarily, economically, politically. It would be such a great nation that people from all over the world, they would have a desire. The desire would be to come to that great nation, because no matter how they got to the nation, they would be better off than in their third world or fourth world nations. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Is it going to be easy for the nations to distance themselves from empire's grip? It's going to be difficult. In the article, they're talking about Brazil is going to have an economic challenge. And Brazil's economy is not massive, like ours, of course. But they need more resources, and China has invested heavily in Brazil. That's just not going to be enough. So Brazil is going to, in itself, fight a battle. Russia, when this article was written, Russia had not invaded Ukraine. Just in the time that Russia has invaded Ukraine, I don't know percentage-wise how Xi has just profited, but it's massively. China, 10, 20-year deals for Russian oil and gas. India, 20-year deals, Russian oil and gas. They're trading not so much through the yen and the ruble, but in other ways. They have another system, you could say it'd be digital, apart from the petrodollar system. They're distancing themselves from empire. Is that supposed to happen? Yes, the Bible says it is supposed to happen. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. It won't come easy, like the old song. It don't come easy. But the thing is, it's in the scripture. They will economically have a way to have an alternate method of commerce. It's just developing. It has been developing. I just began to read articles about it, and I thought, well, of course, I forgot about that, and I didn't really know how to explain it. But now I do. But militarily, what will happen is, yes, these nations are going to have an alternate way of doing commerce with each other. But America's military, America, during the time of Antichrist, is going to basically destroy the nations of the world. With American military power, and I'm not talking bombs now, I'm talking weather warfare. You see what's happening with these big floods all over the world right now, the droughts. Don't think that the other nations are not involved with the globalist plan to destroy crops, to flood the cities into bankruptcy, to destroy as many individuals as they can. This is how, according to Revelation chapter 13, this is the great tool that Antichrist will use on the nations that do not yield to his program. The nations, not all nations, will yield, go along with Antichrist's objectives. They won't. And they're going to be punished severely. But at the end of this whole thing, Christ said that there will be the people of the nations that will make it through. Not a whole lot. There's going to be a great percentage of mankind that is going to basically, I don't want to use the word disappear, but they're not going to live. Well, for today, join me again till Friday, and then on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Go to church. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy the heat. Enjoy the fall. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India. I tasted real chai. I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops, and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.